I need to go tend the crock pot. You guys talk amongst yourselves, figure out how much your expenses are. I know Torres dependents are double, but you only get the five. One per for each of them.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get five if that's the
okay. What we got? 15 for the base pay. We got 9 for legs, so we're at 24. And then we've got 5 is the break point for Tora. Long yes. Shot, what's your break point? 3?
Survival rent dependent 1, so yeah, I'm at 3.
Put that in the chat.
We should be at 35.
So well, I'll put 35. I'm gonna say, as per the rules of freelance, this is out of game. As per the rules of freelance, since I didn't do a good job negotiating, I will take the lower cut. Because that is the unspoken rule of freelance, that if a negotiation goes bad, we blame the negotiator. So I will take the lower cut, if it comes down to it. Which hopefully we'll make up with a bunch of legs. Not gonna lie, that was an intense negotiation. Yeah. Okay, next time I'm gonna stop using Will so much.
Yeah, don't use it beforehand.
I couldn't help it, man.
Oh no, I know. It sucks. I played a negotiator there for the first half, so.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you played negotiator. Priceline was great until, you know, he
went. Something about turning vector and trying to eat your coworkers is kind of bad for morale and business.
Bad vibe, man. Just it's not great for the office. I need to write a. There's one thing I really want. I want to include Purpose more. I need to figure out how to include her. I like the idea of just a random psycho girl popping up, random vignettes. But that's just me.
I'd say just keep doing like you did, where you just mention her in the background or something like that when other people are doing a vignette. But the best way to handle it.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I feel like that's the best way without interrupting people.
Okay, so I do want to just say that thanks to that half-ass work that Tora just did, I am officially breaking even with the pay that we're getting, assuming that Tora takes the lesser, the 11 instead of the 12 bounty.
Out of game, I will take the lesser. In game, I'll argue about it, but I'm not really going to argue about it. Like, I'm not going to make a real... Like, just pretend on the side that I've argued about it.
No, it's all good. So basically what I'm saying is that, gentlemen and lady, hustling is required on all three legs because I do have retirement plans and goals that I have to meet someday.
Yeah, the ones that'll never, ever happen. Because it's not... You want to replace all your body parts with mechanics. That's possible.
All right, I'm back. I just had to turn a crock pot down to low.
Sean, I'm going to have to write... I'm going to need your help to eventually write a Stitches short story, or at least have Stitches in one of the short stories I want to write.
Just gonna refill my water.
What's up, man?
We're going to have a chaotic black mask. Oh, oh man. That's going to be fun to write.
One sec. I'll let Sean take his phone call.
No, I don't got a phone call. It's okay.
No, Sean's got a phone call.
Oh, I thought you said long shot. I was about
no,
to
no, 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 that. No. Actually, I got to answer a question for somebody, so I'll be back in a second.
So, the wonderful thing about this deer is that it's extremely lean. I mean, pretty much any kind of venison you get, whether it's the traditional deer or whether it's the antelope, venison is a very lean kind of meat. So, one of the things I found that it works really good for is if you're trying to make something that's normally supposed to be clean and not very greasy, it makes a very good chili, is what I'm saying. Not so good at the tacos, but it's very good for the chili.
I've never had venison before, so.
Oh, well, you're missing out, my friend.
Apparently.
It's one of those things that you find a lot in the Midwest, There's always going to be somebody who's either got more deer than they can handle or ran into one with their truck. I'll tell you, that can be the tender meats. Just got to be prepared for it to be, extremely tender meats. I mean, it's like falling off. Super, super fine.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm just trying to... I kind of want to have venison. I'm just trying to watch what I eat.
Now, are you afraid of it? As in, do you got a dietary thing of some kind there? Or?
No, I'm trying to lose pounds, so...
Well, think of it like this. If you're got to grind it up and use it for any kind of replacement for beef, which you can do. Picture that it's going to be at the low-fat content. So it's like either ground round or ground sirloin.
Okay.
So it's actually very lean for you, so there's almost no fat in it.
That's good.
Or there, at least there tends to be.
All right, then. Sean has left, so...
Yeah, I'm going to hit him up on group me, see what's going on.
I went to unmute myself and hung up on the call instead.
Oh, okay. Oops.
That happens way too many times.
I thought suddenly the call became very urgent.
No, that is one of the joys of working in public service. Always on call, even on your days off. But I didn't have to leave. I just went to go unmute and say, hey, I'm back in the call, guys. And
oops, all right.
I was like, that's the wrong red button.
All right, so, yeah, so... Yeah.